Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, audience, and welcome to Hope for Today. I'm Zenobia, and I have with me my dear friend and co-host, Naja Brown. Hello, Naja.
Hi, Zenobia, and good afternoon to our listening audience, and welcome.
Yes. Again today, we are going to be going over, starting over, is Grace Revisited. And this is the second part of our series. It seems as though we may have five or six parts to this, but we'll see how it goes. It could be that we might be able to shorten it a little bit, or we may have to extend it a little bit. But I want to start out with a quote, a very short quote, from someone that many of you will recognize. And for others, we're introducing him today. His name is Woodrow Kroll. And he says, now think about this in relationship to starting over. He says, when you've trusted Jesus and walked his way, when you've felt his hand lead you day by day, but your steps now take you another way, start over. And Naja, that hit you as well as it hit me, because I shared it in an open forum and you picked it up and encouraged me to begin our show today by sharing this little quote with our audience. How did it hit you?
You're absolutely right. When I read it on your Facebook posting, I just thought, wow, that was like, it said so much in just a few words.
It is,
and it made me think of our podcast, you know, our series, Starting Over, Is Grace Revisited? And then it just kind of is a segue into what we can talk about today. But what stood out for me is starting over, as we mentioned the last time we were talking about this, doesn't mean failure or defeat. It truly is an opportunity for a do-over and to do things differently or to do things the same way, maybe with a different outlook or a different perspective. And it just spoke to that. I mean, just a few words, but it just resonated with me. And I said, oh, you should open with that. You did.
And the thing, I agree with all of that, and the thing that just jumped out at me was the last line before start over, which says, but your steps now take you another way. It's the grace again. The grace, I mean, here, I'm going to use me. I find myself having veered off, having gotten myself into a tizzy. And I have a choice. I can look inward and say, oh, I failed. I can't get beyond this. Or I can look up and say, but for the grace of God, I can start over again. And let's talk a little bit about how that happens, Naja. How do we start over?
Well, I think we have to identify where we are. So if we are in a cycle, some sort of cycle where it seems as though we're repeating things or we've been down this road before, or why does this feel so familiar, we have to go back and say, okay, we have to identify where are we and what as a result of repeating something or doing something over is disturbing to us. And if we don't have a good handle on the Almighty God that we serve, who is in control of our life, who may allow certain things to happen to refine us and to prune us so that we can become the women, the daughters, the children of God that He desires, that we're going to lose sight of and perspective of the things, the adversity, the hurdles, the obstacles that we are faced on a daily basis. So starting over really is assessing where you are, evaluating where you are, and gaining the proper perspective on those things that may happen in our life, and not have it, you know, look at it with faulty thinking, but just recognizing that God is the Almighty, and He is the one who is powerful, and then being able to have faith such that any personal involvement He has in our life, it's a good thing.
Excellent.
It's a good thing.
I like, there are two things that stand out to me in terms of what you said. And one being, we have to assess the situation. How did we get there?
Yeah.
I want to double back just a little bit, though, and also interject portions of what you said. You didn't say this directly, but yet you still said, at least I gleaned it from what you were saying, and that is that in terms of God knowing who we are and where we are and what He allows and what He is expecting from us, I liken my situation of veering to the fact, kind of going back to when I first came into a relationship with the Lord. It all begins with confession.
Uh-huh.
And we have to confess at the starting point that we have sinned and that we need a Savior. And then we also have to, if I offend you, I can't pretend that I didn't. I have to face the fact that I did, and I have to deal with that as well. And so, again, I'm stumbling over my words, but I think it is just so important for us to know that when we do fall short, we can always come back by going through, I don't want to say a process, but by going through recognition and
uh-huh.
acknowledgement and reaching out to do whatever is necessary for reconciliation.
Yes.
Psalm 51, a couple of the verses there, in verses 1 and 2, it says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin." And then 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, we talked about this a little last week, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What grace and mercy is in those, both of those scriptures and many more, but those are two that come to my mind. And, you know, we have to take ownership, but at the same time, God is the one who brings the restoration. We, especially for our initial need, which is salvation.
Uh-huh.
But even if I offend you and you forgive me, I acknowledge it, I ask for the forgiveness, you forgive me, it's because of God's grace that you can extend me that forgiveness. And so God is still the one who brings about the restoration and reconciliation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, a couple of things that would keep us from moving to a point of forgiveness and restoration is bitterness and resentment.
Yes.
And bitterness and resentment can just kind of fester, you know. Based on where a person, what a person feels that they deserve, or what if they feel like they've been treated unfairly. But bitterness can keep someone from looking at a situation with the proper eyes to be able to see that it could have some benefit in the long run or the short run. And rather than looking at it with hope, the they look at it and allow themselves to get into this spiral where bitterness and resentment just takes over, and it's like taking a pill of poison that just erodes. It just erodes the hope and the peace and the calm, the better understanding, those things that come from God and are of God. And so I just wanted to mention that, because restoration ultimately is going to build and rebuild. Bitterness and resentment tears down.
Oh, Naja, that is just so good. I'm going to confess that I, in the past, and I don't know if it's totally eradicated, but in the past, I had issues, I had anger issues.
Uh-huh.
And I look at the wisdom of God when he says to be angry and to not sin. But also, when we are angry, because he makes allowances for us to get angry, but I can be angry and not be you know, sinful in my anger.
Yes.
And he asks us to not let the sun go down on our anger.
Yes.
That requires a plan. You know, it gives us a hope and a plan for remedy. Like, again, picking up what we are both saying here, if I have offended you, you're forgiving me. I have to go to you. When I know I have done it, when I know I've offended you, I need to do it immediately. And he puts responsibility on you as well, because maybe I don't recognize that I've offended you, but you know I've offended you, so you need to tell me that
That's
I have
correct.
Offended you. If I have not dealt with it like I need to, then you need to deal with it like you should. And how much easier would it be in our lives if we followed such a thing? It would remove any possibility of that anger turning into resentment and bitterness, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. And it, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes when people are offended, others like to say, well, you're just wearing your emotions on your sleeve. We know the Spirit convicts us. I trust and believe that when we have offended someone, the Holy Spirit is going to let us know. And going to that person and asking their forgiveness is what is expected of us. And if we've been offended, there's a reason why we've been offended, and it doesn't necessarily mean that we're wearing our emotions on our sleeve.
Right. And I agree with you that we know when we have. I'm just saying that maybe we don't know at that very moment, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and maybe you and I would disagree on that even, but I know that there was a time that someone brought to my attention, in fact, it was one of my old pastors, he brought to my attention that someone had come to him and told him that I had offended her. Well, he had overheard the conversation, and it was like weeks later that he brought it to my attention. He didn't feel like I had said anything out of order. I had no idea that I had, but as soon as he told me that she was offended, this other individual was offended, and she wasn't in our presence, I did everything I could to get to her to ask for her forgiveness, but she never received it. But again, I had no idea.
Uh-huh.
So there are times, I think I made my point. I don't want to go on and on and on, especially I want to hear your response, or if you have something else you want to say since we're nearing the end of our show.
Oh, I just wanted to add a couple of other words that people may be more familiar with other than bitterness and resentment, and that is sourness, you know, a sourpuss, harshness, indignation, grudge, sullenness, hostility, malice, hatred, loathing.
Yes.
Just someone being nasty, nastiness. You know, it could include heartache, heartbreak, distress, desolation, despair, and tragedy. And we can pick back up and do some additional discussion on this next week. But I think you touched on some of the main points, and that is the confession and then asking for forgiveness and knowing that we have forgiveness from Jesus when we confess our sins to him also.
Yes. Some of the terms that you just mentioned, I never even thought of many of those. I'd like for us to to go over that again, maybe, at least for us to discuss it. I never even thought of some of those relative to bitterness and anger. So, thank you so much for interjecting all of that. And audience, we thank you for listening, and we are going to say our farewells for this podcast, and we'll pick it up our very next time in about 2 weeks, and that would put us at July the 19th. We'll see you then. Anything you want to say, Naja?
Thank you, and God bless you all.
Good night.